My guest was hand-picked by God to lead worship, and she wants to teach you how your home and even your physical body can be so filled with God's glory.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. You know why I'm so excited? Because just before this show started, just a few minutes before this show started, he arrived. The Spirit of the Living God invaded our studio. I'm here with Lydia Stanley, and Lydia, as you'll find out, was created to lead worship. And there is a wonderful move of some of the greatest verified miracles I've ever seen in my life going on in Mobile, Alabama, Bay of the Holy Spirit, and Lydia is the worship leader. And if you know much about the miraculous, without the foundation of the Levites, of the worship people, you just don't see the miracles. And Lydia, as you'll find out shortly, was created for this, but I'm going to take you in a moment to one of the greatest verified miracles I've ever heard of. A woman was in an automobile accident. For 23 years, she was confined to a wheelchair. Lydia, I understand her husband never saw her walk. He married her after she was in the chair.
That's absolutely right. He married her in the wheelchair and had never ever seen her take steps until August the 27th of 2010.
Tell me about that moment. We're gonna see it in a moment, but kind of set it up.
Right. Well, Delia Knox is a good friend of mine, and we've led worship together many, many times. And I'll never forget, Sid, when they wheeled her in that night. I looked down from the platform, and I waved at her, and she waved at me. And I said, Jesus, while you're healing people tonight, please get my friend up out of that chair. And so Nathan called her out.
Nathan is the young evangelist from England that I have to tell you, I'm impressed with him.
Right.
Because he's so impressed with God.
Right.
That's why I'm impressed with him. I mean, he's such a pure vessel.
Right.
So take it from there again.
Well, he called her out. And what I love is that Nathan never tried to pull her up out of the chair. He never tried to make her uncomfortable.
I see that often. And if I was in that position, I think after the fifth or sixth time, I'd resent it.
It would be hard, wouldn't it?
Yes.
But all he prayed was, Father, let faith arise. And, you know, she stood up on her own. And at that point, I got out from behind that keyboard and I pulled my ear monitors off and I jumped down in the congregation. Because I had told her in, I guess it was 2008, I said, I've never seen anybody deal with a challenge like you have with this kind of dignity and grace. But the day will come, and mark my words, I will dance with you when you get out of that chair. So when she took that first...
But I have to ask you this question because you're a friend of hers.
Yeah.
The implication I had was the first 9 or 10 years that she was in the chair, she was believing God for all she was worth, and then she just kind of gave up.
Right. Well, her determination at that point, you know, she's talked about it, was that whether or not the Lord ever healed her, that she would worship him. And, you know...
You know, I feel that way.
Yeah.
Whether the Lord ever does anything for me again,
right.
ever, I will not stop worshiping him.
Right.
I mean, because that's my air. I'm not a dummy. I like air. I like oxygen.
There you go. Well, he doesn't owe us anything. The cross was enough. the cross was more than enough. So her determination at that point was, I'm going to be a worshiper, whatever else I am. And, I think that may be one of the reasons why the Lord came to her, was that she wasn't necessarily looking for him to do something, but because he loves her so much and because she is such a worshiper and her heart was pure, I think the Lord just touched her in that moment.
You knew she was going to be healed before mm-hmm. that evening.
Yeah.
You literally prophesied to her.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. I'm going to tell you something. This is one of the great, 23 years in a wheelchair. Her husband never saw her walk. Let's take a look.
Come here, Pastor. Come here. Is that your wife? Please bring your wife. The power of God is all over this sister right now. She normally has no feelings, but she can feel our hands on her legs. And she's had no feeling in her legs. Can Pastor tell them what's happened?
The power of God, something is taking place right now. And the Spirit of God is upon Delia.
On my legs. I'm feeling your hands on my legs. No. I could feel sensation before, but I couldn't feel actual feeling.
This dear sister has nerve damage, and the Lord is restoring the sensation in her legs. Keep worshiping. Come on.
There's no other word, but wow. And you may not have realized that, but you see, when someone for 23 years doesn't use their limbs, they're atrophied. There's no muscles. So even if God heals you, you don't have strength. And that's why she was straining. But Lydia, when she was putting one foot in front of the other, what was going on inside of you? What?
I thought, my goodness, look at the determination of a worshiper right there. Those steps that she was taking when she started pulling her knees up, I was right down in the huddle with her, because if she was walking, I was going to be right in the thick of it.
I know that.
And she kept going, keep worshiping. I find strength when you worship. I find strength when you worship. And just picking those knees up. And I thought, wow, for the first time in 23 years, the brain is communicating with those nerves again.
Okay, and then you saw it 2 months later after her muscles had grown back. And she was literally leading worship, what you saw at the end of that. But I'll tell you the thing that grabbed me the most. I saw video footage of her in long, high heels.
Yeah.
I mean, can you picture someone that is paralyzed? Was it from the neck down?
From the waist down.
From the waist down? Can you picture someone paralyzed from the waist down for 23 years? And they were long high heels.
Oh, stilettos, absolutely. Pastor laughed about that, and he said, yeah, she's walking in style now.
Okay, I want you to find out what God did to make Lydia the worship leader of this great revival, because he went to a lot of trouble to do this. And we'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Many have been healed at the Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival. Now you can experience firsthand the miracles and the anointed worship music in your own home. Call now and receive this special 4-DVD video set, Revival Rewind, and Lydia Stanley's anointed worship CD, Revival Worship. It's yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. On these four DVDs containing over 4 hours of revival footage, you will witness the supernatural healing power of God.
I've personally been to this revival, and it was amazing. But they took the most powerful moments from the very beginning of the revival and placed it on these four DVDs, and it's at a far higher level of anointing than when I was even there. Can you imagine having the presence of God in your home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Wow.
Plus, receive Lydia Stanley's brand new worship album, Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival Worship, 10 anointed songs that will usher you into the presence of God. Don't miss out on getting this special 4-DVD video set, Revival Rewind, and Lydia Stanley's anointed worship CD, Revival Worship. It's yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9108 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. And the only thing I have to say about that miracle is, wow. But miracles are going on all the time at this place. Lydia Stanley, you told me about a miracle that just happened. You told me at dinner about someone with cerebral palsy. What happened?
Right. Alana is 12 years old. And we went to Dallas, Texas in the month of February. We were out at Christ for the Nations, and wow, what an amazing service. There was something that Friday night, there was over 20 miracles that happened as the Lord just began to move. But this little girl, she had cerebral palsy. She was born dead, and the Lord started her heart back. And so, but she had this challenge with the cerebral palsy and everything. And Nathan called her out and said, you know, sweetheart, what's wrong? And she told him about her condition, and she cried, and she said, I can't take it anymore. She said, everywhere I go, kids pick on me. I can't do this anymore. And it just broke her heart.
I imagine that happened.
Yeah.
What about you? You? Did it? What happened in your heart?
Tears immediately came to my eyes, and I thought, Jesus, please, if you touch anybody tonight, touch this baby. Well, Alana, Nathan, the Lord told Nathan to have her march like a soldier. And as she first started, like, you could see that the one side of her body that was affected by the palsy was having difficulty, but she began to get more and more of her healing as the night progressed. And over the course of about 2 or 3 weeks, she was totally healed. They've just sent in the video footage, and we just watched it the other night in revival as Alana is totally healed. She's running around in her yard playing. They showed her jumping up and down on a trampoline, just rejoicing and praising the Lord because she's totally healed.
But what you realize that this revival was birthed in miracles, and Lydia Stanley was birthed as a miracle baby because her parents could not conceive a child. But a prophet came, and this prophet was from where?
He was from Ghana.
From Ghana. And he, what did he prophesy?
Well, they came over to Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad are worship leaders as well. Mm-hmm. And Dad was over by the piano, and Mom was sitting beside him, and the prophet came over and said, the Lord shows me that in a year's time, he told Mom, he said, a red rose will be at your feet. And so she knew from that day forward, she knew that she was going to have a little girl. And so then, of course, 9 months later, there I was. So,
And I believe Lydia, God knew before she was conceived in her mother's womb. And God called her. God has a special call on her life. And it's hard to believe, Lydia, you were an introvert.
I was.
Caused the change?
Well, one-on-one, I was pretty good, but the whole family is musical. My entire family, the Stanleys, are a musical clan. And I wanted nothing to do with it. They would try to get me to come up and sing, or I wouldn't do anything like that. I would hide behind the pews. My mom and dad, they tried to bribe me. I mean, they tried everything. I wanted nothing to do with it. And actually, that all changed when we got touched in the Brownsville Revival in March of 1996.
Tell me what happened to you at that revival.
Right. Well, Pastor Steve was given an altar call.
This is Steve Hill at the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida. I mean,
right.
This was one of the major revivals
major.
Of this century. But go ahead.
Right. I was standing in front of my dad, and Steve was just giving some instructions, some, you know, kind of maintenance. And he was looking in the opposite direction from where we were standing, but he interrupted himself and pointed at my dad and said, "Sir, the anointing is raining all over you and your family." And I think Dad said something really brilliant, like, "Okay," you know. But Steve turned right back around and looked at us and said, "No, I said the anointing is raining all over you and your family." And like only Steve Hill could do, he raced off the platform and he grabbed my face in his hands and he said, "Sis, the anointing is all over you and that's what's going to carry you through."
And what happened to you when he said that?
Well, I had never felt the presence of the Lord so strong in my life. It was just like a heavy blanket came down over me, and I was laying on the floor. I couldn't move. It was just, but there was such peace because it was such a heavy presence of the Lord. And from that day forward, my whole family was changed. We were never the same again, but I was never again afraid to get up and do anything on the platform. It never, ever intimidated me again.
It's hard to believe she was ever that way, but so many miracles are taking place. I want to take you to a messianic miracle. She was born deaf, and she obviously couldn't speak as a result of that. Lydia, I'm going to show them in a minute her banging on a drum. Why was she doing that?
Well, you know, as she sat on the platform in the glory of the Lord and the Lord began to heal her, it was just as though God was turning up the volume switch. So when she first started hearing, she was just hearing sounds and noises. But then all of a sudden, she started acting like she was playing a drum. And we realized she's hearing the drummer for the very first time. She's never heard drums. So for the very first time, she's hearing the drummer. And she actually spoke her first word that night as she heard us sing a song called "You Are Holy." She spoke the word "holy" right there on the platform that
what
night.
What is it about worship that causes miracles to erupt? What is it?
Well, you know, when you worship the Lord, He always shows up. He always shows up when you worship. And when He shows up, He brings all of who He is. So when He shows up, He can't help but do miracles. It's just normal.
I've got to take a look at this. You do too.
You play those drums for that lady. She's never heard a drummer. You're the first drummer. Come on, play them. Come on, play them.
Lydia,
wow.
What What was that? You said she said one, her first word, in her entire life. I want to find out what that word was. What was it?
Well, see, that's a miracle in and of itself, because that part, the part of your brain that is that develops when you learn to speak, was totally undeveloped for Juanita. But her very first word was the word holy.
And your revival that's going on, holiness is an important part of it, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things I love about Nathan is that he preaches the cross, he preaches the blood of Jesus, and that it's lost none of its power, and he preaches holy living. I think that's one of the reasons why the Lord is comfortable bringing his presence, because he knows that it's a holy atmosphere and that we're not going to do anything to breach his presence.
There is such a holy atmosphere in this studio. When we come back, I believe God is up to something very special. But on July 23rd, 2010, Lydia Stanley's life was changed forever. Don't go away. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
Ла Адам хадаш эхад.
One new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Lydia Stanley, and there was such a move of God's Spirit. It's still going on today at the Bay of the Holy Spirit in Mobile, Alabama. And one of the major keys to all the miraculous is the worship leader. And I have Lydia Stanley here. Tell me what happened on July 23rd, 2010.
Absolutely. Well, it was a Friday night. It was the end of our Open the Heavens conference, and it was probably my ninth consecutive service. So I sounded really hoarse, and I was really tired. And all I knew was the British evangelist was up saying he wanted to pray for everybody. And I thought, Jesus, have mercy on us, you know. And so I looked at my usher that was standing close by, and I said, look, tell the guys at the soundboard I'm going to probably sing two songs and then roll a CD because I've got nothing vocally left. And so I went from feeling that tired and cold, you know, and just ready to go home, to suddenly from the left side of the platform, like a hot wind blew across, and I felt it hit me right in my abdomen area, and I thought, what is this? And it doubled me over, and I thought, oh, no. And I thought, oh, I got to get it together here because they're expecting me to play. So I tried to sit up, and I couldn't. So the same usher comes over to me, and he says, I've got you a chair. And my famous last words as the revival broke out were, I looked at him and I said, I'll never make it that far. And Sid, the power of God picked me up off the floor, and it was as though I had been body slammed. And I went from, it was cold in that room, it was probably 65 degrees, to I felt like I was burning with the fire of God. I've heard about the fire of God all my life, but I've never felt it like that. And it was just like I was radiating with heat. And I said, Jesus, what are you doing?
Now wait a second. When you say radiating with heat, I felt heat, but not, I don't believe what you're describing.
It was as though I were 900 degrees. I mean, flaming hot.
Okay, and you know what has happened to Lydia? She literally hears music from heaven. She literally knows what to play, when to play it. And I can't think of anything more important than to take you into a live worship service. I want you to experience this presence. It is so wonderful. It's your moment now. Let's go.
Angels, gather around your throne and around. looking for you, for your return. We don't belong here. Heaven's our home, desire.
Been healed at the Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival. Now you can experience firsthand the miracles and the anointed worship music in your own home. Call now and receive this special 4-DVD video set, Revival Rewind, and Lydia Stanley's anointed worship CD, Revival Worship. It's yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. On these four DVDs containing over 4 hours of revival footage, you will witness the supernatural healing power of God.
I've personally been to this revival, and it was amazing. But they took the most powerful moments from the very beginning of the revival and placed it on these four DVDs, and it's at a far higher level of anointing than when I was even there. Can you imagine having the presence of God in your home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Wow.
Plus, receive Lydia Stanley's brand new worship album, Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival Worship, 10 anointed songs that will usher you into the presence of God. Don't miss out on getting this special 4-DVD video set, Revival Rewind, and Lydia Stanley's anointed worship CD, Revival Worship. It's yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9108 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. What is aimed at the United States of America in September? It could be very, very disastrous.